There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Contest time. Caller 5 now at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at KeyBank Center next Saturday night, November 16th, courtesy of Live Nation. I assume it's an evening show. Most of these arena stand-up comedy shows are not in the afternoon.
I feel like if it was going to be a matinee, they would specify that.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Good luck.
Jordan Phillips, I guess, is our news today for the Bills.
Okay.
Released by Dallas, has really, really bottomed out. I think the Bills were right to move on from him when they did, like not keep him around. I mean, they tried that a second time, and he just couldn't really stay healthy and therefore wasn't very productive or helpful, and that hasn't really gotten any better. He was with the Giants, he got to Dallas by way of the Giants, and now, at least according to his Instagram, I don't see anything official from the Bills on this yet, but Phillips is, you know, taking a lap, announcing he's back.
Yeah, maybe he's just trying to speak it into existence, as they say.
Maybe. I mean, I think they do need, depth there, but I'd be stunned if he does anything that is considered even borderline helpful. I just don't feel like this is a player at this stage in his career. If he does give you anything, I predict it doesn't last long because he won't be able to stay on the field. He's at that age. I mean, he's a big guy. He's busted it hard, and I don't trust his body at this point. So, familiar name who's made some splashes at times here, especially the first time he was here, but not a needle mover in any way for me.
Okay. So no more trades, it appears.
Right. I think we're far enough past it here. It was, you know, during our conversation with our buddy Alex Gold from KC, you know, there was Twitter activity going, hey, when we got Benjamin, it was like, you know, 15 or 20 minutes, the usual, it's usually Paul Hamilton speech on trade deadline day. You know, well, it takes a little while sometimes past the deadline for these deals to get in and be made official by the league, yada, yada. I feel like we're past that point.
I will not rest until I get Schefter and Rappaport, presumably 9 seconds apart, both tweeting that it's officially closed.
Everything's done, right?
Yes. That's not over for me.
All right.
I don't expect trades. I mean, it's hard to ever expect trades. I'm glad the Bills got in the game at all with Cooper. You know, that's a while ago now, but at least they did that. Not a lot of cap space, you know. Not some of these guys, even Trey White, respectfully. Like, a lot of these guys, I don't think really make a big difference. You want them for depth, you know.
Sure.
Baltimore's down a couple of corners, and so you want to do that, but it's usually, I think, probably kind of desperate times. Dallas trading for a wide receiver today in Mingo is like, yeah, they lost Prescott, they might have lost Lamb, and the season's only half over, so, you know, we gotta do something.
Keep up appearances, but going to get a guy that can't really do anything with Carolina. I mean, there's quarterbacking issues there too, but still, he doesn't look like an established NFL player at this point, I wouldn't say, right, Mingo?
Not at all. Right. Not at all. I mean, undrafted guys have passed him on this Coker, for instance, with Carolina, have passed him. So you know it's not just like Bryce Young or anything. Mike Williams is interesting today.
Mm-hmm.
I can never really quit him. Like,
right.
He wasn't doing much at all for the Jets, and you had Rodgers, you know, kind of blow him up at that one press after the Bills game, the right. pass to Williams at the end of the loss to the Bills. So that isn't surprising. It might be good for Corley there. Corley was the guy who fumbled going into the end zone in the Houston game, but Lazard's on IR, and so for the Steelers.
Gives the Steelers another guy for Russell Wilson to throw moon balls to. Like, that might be their passing game. It might just be, okay, Pickens or Williams, which one, you know, are there safeties on both sides of the field? Which one, maybe a single covered, throw it. Like, you know, I know, I realize that's really boiling it down to a ridiculously rudimentary level, but that might be what their downfield passing game anyway looks like, because those guys are really good at that. I mean, Wilson got a lot of credit for, I think, in his second start, like, oh, it looked good. Yeah, the numbers look good. He really just, Pickens bailed him out a bunch of times. And, like, you know, great. That'll happen. You got those guys. You want to live on contested catches. You know, you're going to hit sometimes. But that's, to me, not a way to live.
Yep. If I'm a Steelers fan, I'm glad they're trying something like this. How about how many teams in the AFC, you know, made these moves, starting with Devontae Adams? And then was it not the same day with the Bills and yes. Cooper? And then you get to Hopkins, and that's a big, I mean, we have not seen Adams or certainly Cooper. I mean, it's only just been two games, and the second one against Seattle, he had one catch, so there's not been really anything too much of value yet when it comes to him. But Hopkins last night, two touchdowns and
big play down the field too. Yeah, he smashed last night.
And we'll see about Diontae Johnson with Baltimore.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Or John Harbaugh said last week about him, expect him to play like 15 to 20 plays. And that's what happened. Like, he was actually right in that prediction. A coach, how about that? A coach telling you the kind of the truth when it came to Johnson. So he did not catch a pass, I think, for the Ravens. But I like the player. I like that for them. You know, you just, I think back to those hockey days where you just want to feel, and this wasn't always easy for us, like your team is willing. Able.
They know business is being conducted today. The teams are trying to improve themselves. Let's get
we should
there.
Be in on it.
Right. Let's try to get something done here.
It's such a lonely feeling for a fan when that's all happening around you, and those Sabres years where it just wasn't was pretty depressing. So good for the Bills on Cooper. It doesn't look like there's going to be anything else. Speaking of the Sabres, for some reason today, you know what popped into my head? Spacho Man.
Wow.
The song Spacho Man. I don't know what happened there.
What got turned over inside your brain went there?
I love trying to figure out how songs that are stuck in your head got there. And for me, this is not going to end in why I thought of Spacho Man. Okay, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. But it's usually words. Like, I'll be listening to a podcast or something when I wake up. And, you know, just have it on to fall asleep to, and then I wake up and something is still playing, and there'll probably be some phrase or something that would be the same in a certain song, and I'll end up thinking of the song. Spacho man, though. I just can't. What is even the word spacho?
Not a word.
I'm not listening to a podcast where they're talking about spacho.
Right. But if you had some reference to the song that it's based on,
Macho
then
man.
Maybe you could get somewhere.
Yeah.
Even a mention of the YMCA in some podcast you were listening to could have triggered that, maybe.
If
words are what you think is the code for you that trips it.
I went to the bank. I don't think it was on in the bank.
I would bet on no there. Yeah. I would bet on no there.
It was not the song that was on in the bank. Or playing outside the gas station when today, for the third day in a row, I went to get air in my tires. That's going well.
Yeah.
That's going well.
You don't want to address that.
It looks like I'm not going to be able to get through this one just by putting air in the tire every day.
No, that's no way to live.
I'm excited, though, to have a gas station in my proximity where the air machine works, because that is annoying.
Yes.
I feel like maybe half the gas stations in the world or the country have an air machine and it's broken.
Yes. And I think that it's really, when it gets cold and you need air, it's a tough time for those machines that are left outside like that. Like that's why they stop working. I think they probably thaw out and then work again, but it's a tough thing if you're, you know, looking for air in your tires and it's 20 degrees out, you know, not great. But yeah, I hear you. I know there was a place I stopped. On my way here, I passed two that have had dependable air hoses outside, and the last time that I needed air in my truck's tires, the first place I you know, did the credit card swipe, whatever, and the machine didn't come on. And I'm just like, oh, you know, am I going to go in here now?
No, you're not, right?
And like say, hey, you know, your machine doesn't work. And they're going to say, well, it's not our thing. It's farmed out. I can't help you.
Right.
That's where that transition. Just, I'll save you the time. Okay, the kid working or the retiree working behind the counter at the convenience store gas station is not going to be able to help you with the air hose if it doesn't work. Okay, so you're out the $2. All right.
This is good to know.
Just keep moving.
Good advice.
Go find another place that has one that is working. I've had one, a compressor in my garage, but it's all, I need to change that out. Last time I needed air in my tires, I ended up taking air out of my tires. Like, I thought I was inflating my tires, and I wasn't, and I was making them flatter actively. That's not where you want to be when you need air in your tires. You're supposed to be at work in an hour.
No, or driving, chasing gas stations around,
right,
hoping,
right,
praying that one of them will have a functioning air machine.
And seeing the little you know, the graphic on your screen is telling you you're down to 22.
22. I saw 22.
That's low. That's really low.
That's it. My number's 28. If it's less than 28, I feel like I have to stop. Yeah. Is that too high? Should I be able to get around at 28?
I wouldn't suggest it.
I mean,
it's just bad. It's bad for the tires.
It's bad for the tires.
And it's also not optimal safety. It's not an abundance of caution.
At 28, 29, I'll just keep going. 27, I
would make plans to, if you're, it's not that cold and you got a leaker there. You better get that addressed. Because once we get to the cold, the real cold weather, that's going to be a real headache.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do this every day.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going for air every day.
Yeah,
tempting fate. By doing that.
Mm.
In more ways than one. I mean, that machine, I might be the one who breaks it.
That's right.
It's overuse.
It's not going to last.
There's one guy who comes here every day, and he's wearing out the air machine. I don't really want to have that on my conscience. Ross Tucker coming up in 20 minutes. Sabres and Senators tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.